countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Get Irish Country Living, your magazine for rural Ireland, every week inside the Irish Farmers Journal.
One last thing before we go. It's a fine weekend, and as I'm speaking to you, I'm sure some of you are packing your bags for a family trip away. And even though you may not be going too far from home, your children will probably remember these trips forever. In the late 1960s and early 70s, Dora Clark used to bring her children to the seaside. Her husband stayed at home to tend the animals on their Roscommon farm, while she camped with her children in a field near the shore. A local farmer would bring them eggs and milk and would always advise Dora to leave a man's pair of boots outside the tent so no one would realise that she was on her own with the children. Dora's daughter, Jane Clark, is now a poet. The seaside village they visited is now almost a suburb of Galway City, but Jane still remembers those trips so well and recalls them in her poetry collection, When the Tree Falls, in her poem, Camping at Barna. Until I talk to you at the same time next week, bye-bye, and thanks for listening.
Fifty-odd miles from home, in a windblown Atlantic field, she has us connecting poles, guiding them into flaps, hoops and eyelets, hammering pegs, tightening guy ropes. The ground sheet rips, the milk turns sour, someone drops the eggs, and more often than not, we wake to the pock, pock, pock of raindrops. She spreads wet towels on brambles, keeps an eye on the tides, and watches us run barefoot down the byroad to the strand. Nothing rocks her belief. A week at the edge of the ocean will set her children free.